You're all here but one now, and he was here, but they just took him off stage. It's way past his bedtime. But let me just say first of all, this has been, well, there's never been a more humbling moment in my life. Not only humbled by the extent of what has happened tonight, even if it had been the cliffhanger that all of us, I think, were expecting, it would have been the same way, but just to have had the support of the people of this country. I consider the trust that you have placed in me sacred, and I give you my sacred oath that I will do my utmost to justify your faith. Earlier this evening, I spoke on the phone with President Carter. He called, John Addison called, but the President pledged the utmost in cooperation in the transition that will take place in these coming months. I offered him my own cooperation. He graciously said that he wanted this to be the...
As of 8 o'clock tonight.
Hey!
Oh, no.
All right. When that began to slide, I thought that maybe the world was going out just as I was getting in. But anyway, as I say, the President was most gracious about this. And now all across America, there are some people that I owe a great debt of thanks to. There they are. They're meeting tonight in our national headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. The National Committee people, the dedicated professionals who've made the campaign run. And in every state, in the counties, the cities, and the precincts, to all of them who worked so tirelessly, literally hundreds of thousands of volunteers, and I've seen them at work throughout the country on this campaign. I just owe them an immeasurable debt of thanks. To George and Barbara Bush, our running mates down in Texas, no one has worked harder than they have. We only crossed paths a few times on this campaign and had to go out of our way to do it because their schedule was so heavy. And I can tell you that we're going to have a true partnership and a true friendship in the White House. And now, as I said before, my family, I'm so grateful to them for the love, for the support, and for the hard work, because some of them were out on the campaign trail easily as much as Nancy and I were. And speaking of Nancy, she's going to have a new title in a couple of months. It isn't really new because she's been the first lady in my life for a long time. Now, we'll share that a little bit in the future. You know, Abe Lincoln, the day after his election to the presidency, gathered in his office the newsmen who had been covering his campaign. And he said to them, "Well, boys, your troubles are over now. Mine have just begun." I know what he meant. Lincoln may have been concerned in the troubled times in which he became president, but I don't think he was afraid. He was ready to confront the problems and the troubles of a still youthful country, determined to seize the historic opportunity to change things. And I am not frightened by what lies ahead, and I don't believe the American people are frightened by what lies ahead. Together, we're going to do what has to be done. We're going to put America back to work again. You know, I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation, survived several wars, survived a Great Depression, and we'll survive the problems that we face right now. When I accepted your nomination for president, I hesitatingly, but I asked for your prayers at that moment. I won't ask them for this in particular moment, but I will just say I would be very happy to have them in the days ahead. Now, just all I can say to all of you is, thank you, and thank you for more than just George Bush and myself. Thank you, because if the trend continues, we may very well control one house of the Congress for the first time in a quarter of a century.